This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Do you still have any interest in Kevin Durant?
Do I?
Well, you're a Warrior fan, right? I mean,
yeah.
And all of you listening.
The answer is yes.
Does it feel like the page has been turned, or are you still in some way interested in Kevin Durant? Because let's be real, for about 3 days, this had the whole city all turned up.
Right.
And then he turned us down.
Yeah.
And then we went through 48 hours of we suck, everything's over, stupid organization, trade Steph Curry, and then they acquired Jimmy Butler. And the world was split for about 3 minutes, and then the Warriors started winning basketball games. And now everybody has, or have they not, turned the page?
We have turned the page, and I'm going to use an analogy that pertains to my 2.5-year-old daughter, because when you do story time with a 2 or 2.5-year-old, you're going through the book, and if she decides that she wants to go back a page, we go back a page. There's a butterfly, there's a bird, that's a dog, that's a walrus, and it's like, we're trying to get through this. We turned the page. No, we didn't. She turned the page back. So yes, we've turned the page, but if we get to the offseason and this doesn't go as far as we want, and this doesn't look like the Kuminga fit is what we wanted, and KD has a Phoenix season end the way it looks, which is you're going to be an 11 seed or worse, and I can see that thing breaking apart even further where Beal is like, ah, man, I got a groin. And KD, I don't think KD will pull and I have an elbow issue, but you can see that thing getting into shutdown mode.
Well, they're trading him. Kevin Durant is done with the Suns at the end of the year.
Right.
They're trading him.
Fine.
So he's going somewhere.
I believe you.
I mean, Brian Windhorst said that straight on ESPN a few hours ago.
Okay. So they're going to trade him.
They're going to trade
him. And if you're the Warriors, do you want to be in on that? Absolutely.
Okay,
you do.
But doesn't it actually have something to do with the way this season ends?
It does.
The only way I can answer my own question would be, well, maybe, but maybe not. If this goes well, then no.
How well?
That's a good question.
Like for me, thank you. I would
say that you would have to obviously dance and advance in the playoffs a little bit.
Yep.
And feel like you are at minimum building towards something that you think could do it again. Like, in other words, what we still don't know is what Jonathan Kuminga brings to the table when this all gets going. So now, if you've got another young, dynamic player, and it fits, and it's all working, and you get to the second or the third round, and at least feel like, let's say you go to the second round, and you get to game six, same thing that happened 2 seasons ago. Like, you didn't threaten to win a championship, but you danced and advanced. I would say you need to at least do that to feel like, okay, let's just keep doing what we're doing. Anything short of that, I'd be open to it. But if it gets to that point or beyond, I'm hard-pressed to find a way to then take all those assets and turn them into Kevin Durant, who is only a year younger than Steph Curry. He made a great point about himself on the Draymond Green podcast, which, couple things. First of all, how many people are like, well, you know why Kevin didn't want to come to the Warriors? Because of Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Changed everybody's mind, and he went on his podcast 2 weeks later. I mean, I clearly think that was purposeful.
Yeah, but talking is different than playing 82 games with a guy.
It is, but I don't think they hate each other.
That's fair.
But one of the things he said about why he didn't want to be traded was, I cost a lot. So if I come to your team, it blows the whole damn thing up. I thought it was amazing self-awareness, to be honest with you.
Yes, and that leads me to the reality of the question, which is, all right, Phoenix wants to trade Kevin Durant. What team has the wherewithal and the salaries and the potential destination that he would actually go to that would make it work? Because I don't think that Kevin's just going to go to fill-in-the-blank team. Phoenix is going to say, all right, we're going to trade you to Washington, and that's going to be the way that goes. No, you're not trading me to Washington.
No, he's going to have a say.
Yes.
And the early returns say that he's got eyes for Miami, which, you know, is odd. Because if he had eyes for Miami, I'm curious why Miami and Phoenix couldn't have just done some sort of a Butler for Durant deal.
Yeah.
Like, why? That seems like that was easy.
Too easy.
But it didn't work out that way. I know Phoenix probably started out with designs on pairing Butler with Kevin Durant. And obviously because Bradley Beal's no trade clause, that couldn't work. But anyway, check this out. First of all, here's Durant talking about not wanting to move mid-season.
But as far as the Warriors, I didn't want to move. And then as a player like me, I cost a lot. Me going into your team is going to make, it's going to be a whole new era of your team when I get to your team. You know what I'm saying? So, and that by the work, I'm still of value, especially in my contract and just my production, that me just getting up and moving in the middle of the season, it's going to be a big blow to any team I'm going to. You know what I'm saying? So like, I get why y'all want to trade me and, you know, y'all looking at it just from simple fact, that's just business. But from me looking at it, I'm just like, it just don't make sense for either side right now to go through that. You know what I'm saying? When we just play the season out, and if that's the decision you want to make in the off season, then you figure it out.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Oh.
The off season?
Y'all got that right?
Y'all figure it out?
Off season. I didn't want to move. I cost a lot. If I come to you, it's a whole new era for your team.
Yep.
Not wrong. We know that better than anybody. But I just didn't want to move in the middle of the season. Now, if you want to trade me, then we can do it in the off season and we'll figure it out.
Oh.
That feels like a very, very relevant comment to the Golden State Warriors franchise. I mean, I don't know if I buy that as the only reason, but Kevin Durant is on the Draymond podcast essentially trying to remove the drama from all of our mouths. What are the answers we all came up with? Oh, well, he hates Draymond Green.
Yep.
Oh, he doesn't. He's still got beef with Steve Kerr. He didn't like the Lacob and the whole way the organization was run. He didn't like that the fans didn't love him as much as they love Steph Curry. These are the four things we heard. Kevin seems to be telling you, don't have to believe him, but Kevin seems to be telling all of us, no, it's none of those things. It literally was because it's February. Ask me again in July.
Right.
You might get a different answer.
You might. And just looking at the machinations of what this would be, and I'll just give it to you simply, and 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in. Jimmy makes next year 54.1. Kevin makes next year 54.7.
Sounds so good. There's a match.
Would you rather have Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, what we've seen, or Steph, Draymond, and KD?
Well, here's what's so fascinating about that.
If it's a one-for-one swap-a-rooney.
Crazy easy question. Swap-a-rooney. Yeah. Shrug shoulders.
Totally.
Anyway, like, crazy easy question to answer if you'd asked me 18 days ago.
Oh, for sure.
There's not a one of you that would have said Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Today, I'd argue he'd win the poll. He'd win the poll.
That's why I think it's fascinating.
Seven basketball games, most of them against bad teams. Seven basketball games have likely changed most of our minds. And by the way, if you want to go back in time and do the whole Butler deal versus Durant deal, I think a Warrior fan is smart to say, well, I'll take the Butler deal because it costs so much less than the Durant deal. But now, think about what Mike Dunleavy might have just done. Let's say the Warriors do whimper out in the first round. And let's say something at that point. Remember 2 days ago, everyone's worried about, well, Jimmy, enjoy the honeymoon. Because Jimmy's going to get mad now. All right. Let's say at the end of this year, you're a first round whimper out. And the Jimmy thing is not feeling as hunky-dory as it is now. And you just proposed the idea of a Jimmy and KD one-to-one swap. And we know Phoenix loves Jimmy Butler. They just tried to get him. And he's younger than Kevin Durant, actually. So would Phoenix be interested? I don't know, maybe. But if you were able to do that, That means that the Warriors just acquired Kevin Durant for Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Anderson, Lindy Waters, and one pick, as opposed to what they were about to do to get Kevin Durant, which is all those people plus Kuminga, possibly Draymond, and possibly two more picks.
Right. Right.
Probably the steal of the century.
Wiggins and a couple of picks. Whatever it would have been.
Whatever it was.
It would have been richer. And I just wonder now, after seven games, which you're right, 18 days ago, you would have laughed me out of the building for even comparing the trios, but they're humming with Jimmy Butler.
They're humming.
Jimmy humming. They're 6-1 with Butler, Steph, and Draymond. And we know what Steph, Draymond, and KD were back 6 years ago. Would they still be that now? And Jimmy Butler is 50 weeks younger than Kevin Durant, almost a year to the day, and they make basically the same amount of money, and they're different players. Kevin is a much more high-volume scorer. He's a better scorer. Jimmy's a better overall player in all the phases of the game. Kevin's a better player, but Jimmy does more for you. Distribution, defense, maybe the swag is better. So I wonder what fans would like. Now, ideally, you would be able to have them both. And there's a long, long shot of a way that you could do that.
Oof.
It would involve a Kuminga sign and trade. It would involve, you know, using
a lot of picks.
Some of all your picks, yep. All them picks. And, but also
more young players, not just Kuminga, more of
them. It would be probably Moses and
Pods.
Yeah, and you know, maybe Buddy because he's making nine. Yep. You need to stack some salary to get up there. So there is a way it could be Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, and KD. And then you'd have, you know, Quentin and Uri and Jackson and Pat.
That's like an embarrassing roster, to be honest with you.
Guys, would you mind if we played 4-on-4 tonight?
I mean,
can we run fours?
But it's also an incredibly old and so injury concerning roster.
Well, it would be a championship or bust roster, and I know you hate that, but you'd be trading at least two first round picks and your young core for one bite at the apple, basically. Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube, powered by the First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. So 888-957-9570. Do you still have any interest in Kevin Durant? Like, when you hear him say that, does it sort of spark that thing back up again? Or is the experience of the last 3 weeks enough to where you're like, ah, man, I'm actually kind of glad that it went the way that it did. Let's move on. Mainly because this looks like it's working now. Like, sure, you can say Kevin Durant's a better player than Jimmy Butler, but in this moment, you might also have the opinion that based on this roster at this time, Jimmy fits it better. I don't even 100% know that I feel that way yet through seven games, but it's possible. I'm open to that possibility just based on the defender that Jimmy is, based on maybe the role model that Jimmy is for Kuminga. And I don't mean that as like the person Jimmy is. We don't even really know Jimmy as the person yet. But the style of ball player that he is maybe a little bit more conducive to bringing Jonathan Kuminga along. I don't know. I still think that we got to kick the can down the road on that. But if you had asked it 3 weeks ago, it's a no-brainer. And now I sort of sit here and the idea of KD in the offseason, it's almost like, I don't know where my brain goes is, I'm so hopeful about what they're doing right now, I don't even want to think about more acquisitions in the offseason. Because if you're trying to acquire Kevin Durant in the offseason, it means this season didn't go very well.
Agreed. If you win two series and you make it to the Western Conference Finals,
then I'm out.
Right. You feel like you're close enough to where you can add a player, a smaller piece, and you can get enough to get over the hump. If you're a first round flame out, you look at everything and you think about what maybe would be the fix. And you mentioned the Jimmy through seven games, you're 6-1. Jimmy Butler seems to make everyone around him better. And by everyone, I mean Pods and Quentin and all of the other ancillary pieces. It seems like they're playing better with Jimmy around. If you add Kevin Durant, he makes your team better. He doesn't make the other individuals better, but he makes your offense better because he can go out there and get you 30, 35 a night. I don't know if Kevin is the kind of player as much as Jimmy to make other people around you better.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Well,
I mean,
the gravity would be huge.
Yeah, they're so great. I tend to think, like, they do. They make other people better because they, just their presence, it's like it opens everything up. You know what I mean? I don't look at Jimmy Butler and be like, boy, he's such an incredible passer. He's making everyone better. He's making everyone better because they're a better basketball team. The floor is more open. They play looser because they have a lead. Like, everything is
and they don't turn it over.
Yeah, it's not so stressful right now. Like, the Warriors can be in a close game, and they're like, no, we're good. We're fine. Like the Warriors right now carry themselves as if they're a team that knows they're going to be in the playoffs. That hasn't been the case for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Grandy had a great comment on our show thread where he said, last night was kind of refreshing for the first time.
Totally.
It was a blowout early, and you never really felt like, oh boy, they cut it to 18.
Dude, I think it was a blowout when it was 4-2. Like, the game started, and I'm like, I don't even know. And I got a buddy of mine who might be listening. He was texting me. He's like, dude, we should apply to be front office people with the Hornets. What on earth kind of an operation are they running? Like, look at their last three or four games.
Right.
They can't even get to the second half against anyone right now.
They lost three games. They've lost by a combined 131 points. That's an NBA record.
That sounds like a lot.
Right now, in this moment, they are, that's a college team. They are the worst team in the NBA, and it's not close.
I was thinking, like, how they would do in the SEC, and I know you're not watching a lot of college hoop yet, but
the SEC is stacked.
They wouldn't go undefeated.
Yes, they would.
Dude. You watch Alabama and Auburn play.
I hate when people do that.
They would not go undefeated.
Could they beat the best? Yes, they could. Every single player on the Hornets would be the best player on Alabama.
They might be a tournament team.
Stop it.
Watch your college hoop and get back to me.
I do, because you bet on it, and it's in on it. It's on in here every night.
Yeah, we got the Hoyas.
How
here.
We doing with Georgetown and UConn right now?
We're getting points, but not. Oh, we're getting 14 and a half. We're all right.
See, I look up at that screen right now. You want to know the first thought that goes through my head? UConn is playing Georgetown, and nobody's ranked. That's a bunch of crap. I'm sorry. That's not the college basketball I know. UConn and Georgetown, both unranked, and I don't even know what conference they're in. What are they in?
It's the Big East.
The Big Europe? What have they moved?
UConn's been a juggernaut, but Coach Hurley's having a down year.
I know he is.
And he's yelling at refs about it.
He's still talking. I know.
He's a beauty.
Ian on the 80. What's up, Ian on 80? How you doing, man? Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hey, pretty good. This bug caught a hold of me today, but I like this question, though. First thing I want to tell Dibs, man, college teams can't be pro teams, man. I wish you guys would stop doing that. But, and I'm not going to really give you a chance to answer that, even though you run the show, because I called to talk about Jimmy. I feel like the ship has sailed with Kevin Durant, and Jimmy is strong like a bull, and he's great, man. He's a great playoff player, and great player anyways. He's fundamentally sound, and he ain't never been hurt. And he's bought in. I remember, man, and, you know, no one ever wants to talk about it, but those last two games against Houston, man, when the Warriors almost lost, man, Kevin was taking, like, I don't know, 30 or 40 shots. He was shooting 20% and wouldn't stop shooting. And even in game 7, his man, P.J. Tucker, had 11 offensive rebounds at the halftime. Now, I ain't saying Kevin Durant is like, you know, sorry or nothing like that. But, you know, the status quo changes, and we're talking about a guy who's been either at the finals or a hair's breadth of the finals within the last 5 years. And so, yeah, I wouldn't do it. That's about it.
Ian, thanks, man. Appreciate it. I feel some of what you're saying. Here's one thing that
averaged 35 a night in that series, if we want to look back at it.
I don't want to spend, like, this just me.
Just real quick.
I don't want to spend any time saying I don't want Kevin because now he sucks. Like, Kevin is still awesome. Kevin was awesome. Kevin is awesome. And Kevin will always be awesome. To me, it's just more of a circumstantial conversation. And it does come down to what the Warriors do. Make the playoffs and do something in the playoffs, and then I think the fan base should think, keep doing what you're doing. But if you don't, yes, I'm reopened to Kevin Durant.
I also think that it comes down to what Kuminga does. Because if Kuminga plays and let's say they win two series, but Kuminga is largely an afterthought. He's an eighth man. He never got fit and he never really fit in. Then it seems to me like he might be primed for a sign and trade in the offseason. Conversely, if he comes in and he balls out and you win a series, but you lose the next round and he's playing amazing, maybe you lose in seven in the Western Conference semis. Maybe you think like, wow, Kuminga has arrived and now we've got a real core four. So I do think the Kuminga piece is a big part of it.
I agree. And don't never forget how quickly the world can change. I mean,
think about us with Jimmy Butler in 17 days.
Exactly. Now everybody's like, where's he going to win a championship? Everybody on this radio station was screaming 18 days ago, they're too old, blow it up. Not everybody, but a lot of people. So, hell, Luka Doncic was a Maverick, and now people are talking about smoking and beer. Like, things change really fast. So, I have to at least stay open to Kevin Durant, but Kuminga, Butler, and the Warriors' result absolutely, to me, provide circumstances, and we'll need to know the answers to those questions. Let's go to Phoenix, actually, where Elena is. Elena, thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hi. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Okay. So my thing is with KD is no matter how much Joe always like goes on the stage and says like I don't mind spending money and whatever, the reality is there's a reason why the league kind of put in this these salary caps there is because they did that before and formed a whole dynasty and made, you know, they're trying to prevent that. So if he like, KD's way too expensive. So if he comes in, you're basically like gutting half of your roster, which gives you no bench, which makes you a very top heavy team, which when we're seeing like with the New York Knicks, even with the team that he's in right now with the Suns, you're seeing that like kind of show. Yes, the first five come in and it's great and dandy, but then you put the bench in and you lose the lead. That's always how it happens. And I feel like top heavy never really works out really well. So I feel like for the team and the roster they have right now, KD wouldn't really work. And with Kuminga not fitting in and everybody being so worried about it, I don't know. I feel like I would urge people to kind of go back a little bit in 2017, 2018 when Jimmy was playing with the Minnesota Timberwolves, when he was playing with the Chicago Bulls. He actually took the Timberwolves in the first playoffs. And if you see that roster, he was like, what, with Derrick Rose, with Andrew Wiggins, Jeff Teague, Kat. And all these players are actually role players when you look at them right now, right? They're horrible. None of them have actually had real good success. Even Tyus Jones, which is in Suns right now, he's not really had any success since he played with the Timberwolves, but he made them look good because he played like a team.
Elena, what's your thought then on Kuminga fitting back in?
I think we underestimated it. I think he would fit really well, not because Kuminga's really good, but because of the IQ he's going to be around.
Okay, look, that's a fair point.